Good evening, Mr. President, Town Council, ladies and gentlemen. With respect to the status of our fiscal year 1920 budget, years 19 and 2020, the proposed town and school budgets are complete and hard copies were made available to you on Friday, March 31st. If you've not yet received your binders, please let me know and I'll sure ensure that you get them tomorrow. For everybody else, the budgets are posted on the school and town department websites and they're available there for your review as well. We have a new deputy chief of police. We had a number of candidates to consider for the open position, and the choice, I can tell you, was extremely difficult to make. Each candidate would have been a fine choice for the department, and I think this is a testament to the high level of training, leadership, and esprit de corps that exists in our police department. Ultimately, the police chief and I selected Lieutenant Mike Arnold to replace Mary Ann Peters as deputy chief. He will serve as interim until Mary Ann's retirement date on April 26, after which he will be permanently promoted to the rank of major. He's here with us tonight. Congratulations, Mike. On April 2nd, I was notified by Rhode Island Department of Transportation that they officially requested the Federal Highway Administration rescind the 2013 revised record of decision on the Saconnet River Bridge. The revised record of decision, or the ROD, was granted federal authority to impose tolls on the bridge. By requesting the rescission, RIDOT removes any doubt that tolls will be imposed on the bridge. The Federal Highway Authority could not enact the rescission on its own because RIDOT is the project sponsor and joint lead agency for the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, process at that site. We are now waiting for the Federal Highway Authority to act. I talked to the director today, and they expect to be able to, if there are no challenges to the rescission, to be able to rescind that ROD within 60 to 90 days. With respect to the Old Stone Bridge, I previously reported that a section of the north face of the Old Stone Bridge had collapsed. At a meeting last Wednesday arranged by Senator Seveny, I met with the director of Rhode Island Department of Transportation to discuss ownership of the property and emergency repairs. Director Alvidi settled once and for all the lingering question of ownership and not only acknowledged RIDOT ownership of the bridge, but committed to an emergency effort to repair the damage, stabilize the structure, and ensure safety of navigation near the debris. The repair effort commenced last Thursday morning. The town has scheduled four electronic waste drop-off dates for all Portsmouth residents. Our first event will be held Saturday, April 20th, from 9 a.m. to noon at the Portsmouth High School parking lot. Additionally, our recycling coordinator has arranged a free shredding day for all Portsmouth residents. That event will be held Saturday, May 4th from 9 a.m. to noon in the Clements Marketplace parking lot, and there will be a three-box maximum per resident. As we gear up for the summer season, the Recreation Department has announced its summer employment opportunities. We are currently seeking lifeguards for Sandy Point Beach and sailing instructors. Information about the open positions and how to apply can be found on the front page of our town website. Additionally, the Recreation Director has announced the date for the annual Easter egg hunt. This year's event will be held at the Brown House on Saturday, April 20th at 1 p.m. We ask that children bring their own basket or bag, and more information can be found also on the front page of the town's website. It's my pleasure to announce Portsmouth has again received designation as Tree City USA by the Arbor Day Foundation. My congratulations go out to our tree commissioner, Scott Wheeler, our tree warden, John Fitzgerald, and our DPW director, Brian Woodhead, for the work that they put into keeping Portsmouth beautiful and earning us this distinctive award. With respect to the police building construction, since the last report, abatement of material inside the old police station has been completed, and the demolition of the building will begin tomorrow morning. It was pushed out one day due to the rain today. Since last report, no new change orders have been received. The police are now moved into the new building, and individuals responsible for building operations and systems maintenance have been trained. The contractor is currently clearing the punch list and monitoring the balancing of the air handling system. Once the old station is demolished and debris removed, the contractor will lay out and pave the parking lot and complete the installation of loam and reseeding. And again, the dedication ceremony will be held 9 a.m. on Friday, May 31st. And Mr. President, that concludes my report.
Thank you.